Welcome back, Bhaskar. I'm Calm Professional Female, and today we're turning our attention to nature, not simply as scenery beyond a window, but as a vast network of relationships that supports and shapes every life on Earth. Think for a moment about the nearest living thing, perhaps a tree outside, a houseplant, a bird, or even the tiny organisms that quietly enrich the soil. Each belongs to an ecological community, connected through exchanges of energy, nutrients, shelter, and information. Nature is full of these connections. Some are easy to see, like a bee visiting a flower. Others are hidden underground, beneath water, or inside living cells. Exploring nature is worthwhile because it helps us recognize both resilience and vulnerability. Ecosystems can adapt to changing seasons, disturbances, and shifting conditions. Forests regenerate, wetlands filter water, and species find remarkable ways to cooperate or compete. Yet these systems also face pressure when habitats disappear, pollution accumulates, climates change, or resources are used faster than they can recover. Ecology gives us a language for understanding these patterns. It asks how organisms interact with one another and with their surroundings. Biodiversity broadens that picture by drawing attention to the variety of genes, species, and ecosystems, and to why variety often helps natural communities remain flexible. Conservation then turns understanding into thoughtful action, from protecting habitats and restoring damaged landscapes to making cities and farms more welcoming to other forms of life. This subject can also change how ordinary places feel. A park becomes a patch of habitat. A fallen log becomes food and shelter. A river becomes a moving corridor, linking distant communities. Even a pavement crack containing a small plant can reveal nature's persistence. As we begin, you might picture one natural place that matters to you. It need not be remote or spectacular. It could be a garden, shoreline, woodland path, city tree, or familiar patch of sky. What relationships are unfolding there that you can see, and what hidden connections might be sustaining the whole living system?